Should drug-addicted children be forced into secure rehabilitation centres? That's an idea being debated in South Australia and Victoria. In South Australia, the state government has a 7-page bill currently before Parliament. Meanwhile, in Victoria, a children's court magistrate has over time built a broad support base for a secure therapeutic facility. Penny Wright is South Australia's guardian for children and young people. She's speaking here with Damien Carrick.
Late last year, the government introduced a bill called the Controlled Substances Youth Treatment Orders Amendment Bill. And in the bill, the government's proposing that the youth court in South Australia can make orders to compel a child or young person to undergo mandatory treatment for a drug dependency. And that compulsion would be for the child or young person to be in a residential facility for mandatory treatment for their dependency for a period of up to 12 months. And there are very few human rights protections in that bill.
So specifically, what concerns do you have about this legislation?
First of all, I guess I was astounded to see that the government introduced the bill with no model of care included in that bill. So what should be the linchpin of a system of compulsory treatment for drug dependency, that is the means of treatment that's being proposed to treat these young people, is just not there in the bill. And basically it's like the government asking the parliament to sign a blank check. So they're saying pass this bill to enable the detention of young people as young as 10, because children isn't defined, and they're the children that certainly can be detained in the youth training centre, for a period up to 12 months, and then we'll come up with a place for them to go and the treatment they will receive once it's passed. So that's a significant issue.
Penny Wright, are you familiar with the proposal for youth therapeutic orders, which has been put forward by Victorian Children's Court Magistrate Jenny Bowles? How does it, in your view, differ from the South Australian proposal, and what is your view of the Victorian proposal?
Yes, well, I was looking at Magistrate Bowles' paper, and it's very interesting and very, very nuanced, I noticed. Some of the things that Jenny Bowles requires from this kind of compulsory system would be that the facilities need to be welcoming and therapeutic, and she talks about them having a homely feel. So it's absolutely essential that they're not characterised in any way that's punitive. She says that there needs to be high-quality staff, and that when the treatment has finished, there needs to be aftercare and careful transition back to the community, because of course we know that the children and young people often come from circumstances that lead them into drug dependency or alcohol dependency, and so just returning them without any supports to the community would possibly be setting them up to fail.
That's Penny Wright, South Australia's guardian for children and young people, speaking with Damien Carrick. And you can hear more about that and more about mandatory rehab for kids on The Law Report with Damien at 5:30 this afternoon here on RN, or anytime, of course, on the ABC Listen app.